You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hey.
Do it, folks.
All I want for my birthday.
Studio. Welcome to AfterBuzz Studios. All I want for my birthday. 2 chains. Yeah. What up, everybody? Welcome back. One more week. We doing it again. 2 Chainz. We gotta let this get inside your veins. This is like, it's heroin when this crack when you start. Uh-oh, we can't talk about crack on the Kardashian show. Lamar might bust in the dope. Alright, Phil, cut it, man. That was a Lamar Odom joke. I'm sorry, Lamar.
Too soon.
It is too soon. They've been making crack jokes for like weeks about that dude.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack. Hashtag Francesca. Hey, listen, welcome to the Kardashians. Keeping up with the Kardashians, the after show. We love having y'all back, man. We had a lot of fun last week, right?
We did.
I was enjoying myself. I felt like we was vibing in the studio. Now we got the birthday song, 2 Chainz, and it is appropriate because I'm Stephon Wallace, and I'm a host today. And my other hosts are...
Francesca.
Woo-hoo. And Jesse Owen.
Yeah, in the building. So like I was saying before I digressed, the birthday song is appropriate because today's episode 7 is entitled Two Birthdays and a Yard Sale. It's actually 3 birthdays.
But technically, yeah, we'll get to that later.
Technical, okay. Yeah, 2 birthdays and a yard sale. Well, kicking it off, Kendall Jenner slash, she's a Kardashian. She might as well be Kendall Kardashian.
Hyphenate it.
Right? Oh, no, I think she's kind of converting to a Jenner slowly.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Why do you say that? Because she's 18 years old now and moving to Malibu, maybe?
Well, maybe.
Well, Kendall's turning 18. This episode's all about her birthday. And they do a lot for her birthday. They do some fun stuff. Kind of dream stuff.
Printed out Magic Mountain.
Yes.
I still haven't even been there, so I'm extremely jealous.
Wait, you haven't been at all?
I have not been.
I haven't
at all.
We'll go together.
We'll go together.
Lord, you want to come?
No, well, I do want to come just to see y'all, just to see your excitement.
Hopefully, I'm tall enough to ride the rides.
Yeah, you are a little bit short. You gotta be just about, you know. No, I'm kidding. You'll be fine. No, Magic Mountain is the business. I can't believe y'all ain't been there. It's like, as soon as you get to L.A., go to Magic Mountain, right?
Well, I mean, it's on the way if you're coming down from driving north, so.
It's just something you do. It's like a tourist attraction. Anyway, they rented out the entire theme park, which is one of my dreams, or it's on my bucket list.
Would you think they rented it, or was it gifted, just like how the AT&T park was? I feel like they get gifted a lot of things.
Yeah.
They probably got a discount.
Yeah, rich people always seem to be able to save money or not spend money, right?
That's why they stay rich.
It's so weird to me. They get everything given to them, but yet they make the most money. So it's like, what do you do with all your money?
Yeah, if you have a lot of money, it just gives you like this credit. And they're like, eh, you got a lot of money. You can have this stuff. Right? Isn't that weird? That's a weird life.
It's advertising.
Yeah. So I think Magic Mountain probably gave it to him because, you know, they did do a lot of advertisement.
Yeah, now we're
going
to go.
See, we got 2 new people going to Magic Mountain.
Right?
Shout out to the Magic Mountain guy. Did y'all ever see that Six Flags commercial with the guy that's like...
The old man, but it's a guy in a...
Yeah. That's crazy. All right. At least you saw the commercial.
Yeah.
So you're getting closer.
Getting closer.
So the big deal about her 18th birthday is Kendall has made an announcement and she wants to move out. What are your feelings on Kendall leaving the nest?
Well, you know what? I do like that Bruce reminded her, you have to remember you are fortunate to be able to move out and buy a house. I kind of like that because you see a lot of shows where you know that they can afford to do it and they just, it's like it's expected. But so it's kind of nice that he put that little touch. But I would be just like Kim, stay with your parents as long as you can.
Yeah.
Save the money. I know freedom. I you need your independence and freedom, but I don't know. A couple more years don't do you harm.
Yeah. How about yourself? 18th birthday. What did you do? Did you move out?
Actually, I moved out when I was 17, but I was about to turn 18. Jessie. I was already in college. I had a late birthday. So,
oh, okay. Okay. You know.
Baby Einstein.
Mm-hmm. Skip the grade.
No. But I mean, I think everybody needs to move out to establish their independence. I don't think people should rely on their parents, although many people do, which nothing wrong with that. Just depends on your life goals and plans.
If you're still living with your parents, more power to you. We love you. Move out soon, though. At least be working on it. Yeah.
You will be happier, I promise.
No, I mean, I was 17 also when I moved out. I graduated at 17. And I never went back home. That was it.
I didn't either.
But we didn't say phrases like, I think I want to buy a house. That wasn't what we were saying at 18.
I was like, can I afford this apartment?
Right. Dude, I was like, I can't wait to get on this campus.
Right.
This is so dope. Yes.
I almost didn't make it in the dorms. I almost had to get my own apartment. I was bummed about that. So the whole college experience. I was thinking about that too, though. I was wondering, none of them really school.
And it's not even spoken about. That's a great observation.
I thought Rob, like in a few seasons ago, I thought he did go to college.
He went to USC and I think he graduated from USC, I believe. He worked really hard because he was kind of following in his dad's footsteps. But as far as the girls go, they don't even mention college. Not one time in this entire episode.
I think that would be kind of fun to follow the girls, the Jenners, going into college.
Yeah. I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Dakota Fanning went to college, for crying out loud.
She's awesome.
After she was already a megastar.
See, I think Kylie will go to school, but I don't think Kendall will because she has a modeling contract.
Stop.
She's already successful.
I love Kylie, but God bless her. I mean, have you heard her speak?
Well, yes, but that doesn't mean she can't go to school.
You're right. I mean, Magic Mountain gives them hope. They'll give you whatever you need.
Either way, they're going to be successful.
Either way. So, yeah, she said, I got my realtor together. You know what I liked? I liked that she knew how to posture herself. So they're looking at houses, and she's got, like, the glasses in the mouth, and she's got the swooping hair, and she's like, not this one, not, this isn't enough. I was like, who are you? You're 18, you know? She should be, like, jumping up and down, like, I can have a house. I don't know. It was just weird to me, but I thought it was cute. I think it's also cute, Bruce's relationship. Bruce is kind of doing the whole, like, father, like daughter, kind of want her closer to dad in Malibu, pushing Malibu a lot. What'd y'all think about that?
I think she'll end up moving to Malibu just because she wants to be closer to, you know, her brothers, Brody. Does Brandon live in Malibu too?
They're out there. They're pretty close to each other.
Yeah, so I think she'll do that, although I think it'll eat Chris alive.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how all the Jenners kind of have migrated together and the Kardashians are... There's something going on there.
Conspiracy.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. So, yeah, Bruce seems really comfortable with his 18-year-old daughter leaving the house.
Right, well, like you said, he left and never came back either. But like,
she's a girl!
True, but that doesn't matter.
Yes, it does!
I think it's to get away from Chris, too. I think it bothers him that the girls are living with Chris and that Chris gets to see them every day.
Okay, and he doesn't get as much access.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like the girls are always, at least they're always shown at his house.
Yeah.
So they're probably
They do kick it
lot.
Over there.
Yeah.
at least for us in TV world.
But he did make the statement. He was like, I haven't seen you girls in a few days, so.
True.
And, you know, no, Calabasas, Malibu is not really that bad. A little mountainous, scenic drive, and you're 20 minutes, 25 minutes, you're there.
Oh, yeah, it is really close.
Yeah, that's not really bad. I mean, I don't know, whatever. So she gets her own place. This is all going down. I think she already has her own house, you know, because we're always behind. So that's cool. I know they kind of tested her with a rental house for the summer, didn't they?
That's where Bruce is living, but...
Oh, so they had
That's essentially, I think, what it was supposed to start as, but then Bruce kind of just started living
there. Took it over. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I mean, even them having a rental house for the summer to me is like, it's so huge. Because 17 years old, we have our own place on the beach. All of our friends can come, you know?
And they said that Kylie was going to start staying with Kendall, which is kind of crazy to me. You know, she's still in high school and she's going to stay with her 18-year-old sister, like on the regular.
Yeah, let's hope nobody gets pregnant. I said it here first.
No. I'm not sure that'll happen, but I do predict that there will be parties.
Oh, jeez. Parties, to say the least. There'll be people. There will be teenagers laid out all over the backyard lawn. I predict, just random, on any day of the week.
Maybe we should go crash one of those parties.
Yeah, they probably would look at me like, "Who's this old guy?"
We didn't bring him.
Y'all leave me at the party. I'm so messed up. All right, so you know. I know there's going to be a party because I got this quote down here for Kendall. She said, I'm an independent woman who likes to have fun. I was like, so I want to be treated like an adult, but I'm going to do a lot of kid stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be going down. So good luck to Kendall and her new place.
And next season on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
It's going to be Keeping Up with the Jenners. Jamming with the Jenners. Spinoff. Hey, I want credit, man. Listen, Seacrest, cut the check. Jamming with the Jenners. I got to go on with GoDaddy or something and get that. Anyway, so it's also Bruce's birthday.
It is.
Which, poor Bruce, I love him, man. God bless him. He's just kind of like the old guy in the attic that they bring out every now and then. And they're like,
slide the tray through
it's
the
Bruce, this is Bruce's birthday. We got to do something.
I do feel sorry for him, though. He's always saying, you know, nobody cares about me. I was doing this and that. But it's like, okay, why don't you stand up for yourself? But he actually kind of did in this episode to Chris. He was like, no, I'm not backing down. Hmm. And he didn't. And then Chris gave in to him.
Yeah, on the Kylie thing, he was like, well, no, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep pushing. He did a little bit.
On Kendall, yeah.
On Kendall, yeah.
But I think that's because Kendall brought it to their attention that they were being kind of petty when it came to it. And she's like, are you guys fighting over me?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I feel bad for Bruce.
Poor Bruce.
Just like when they got there, he's like, so I guess this is it. He even was like, Brody's probably not going to come because he's too busy. Like, and that's his, you know, that's not part of the Kardashian. That's the Jenner side.
Yeah.
But they weren't always close until just recently.
They had their issues, but the show's been showing them as very close. So, I don't know. Seems pretty good. Bruce is now 64 years old. Congratulations, Mr. Jenner. I thought it was hilarious that they kind of foreshadowed it when the episode starts with the phone call. And somebody calls and Kim picks up at at Chris's house. And they're like, hey, is I'd like to speak to Bruce. She's like, Bruce doesn't live here. I was like, okay, they're getting down to it. So it's a touchy situation with that whole.
It's done. They're trying to sugarcoat it for America. It's done. Especially when she was on like a little double date with who, Roman?
Uh-huh, because you know she likes the youngins.
Cougar.
Get them. No, Bruce said, and I quote, he said, things have changed. And Chris and I's relationship. And he was talking about, you know, at the birthday party, how there's been so much of a gap and a separation. And he's just, I think they're just kind of trying to have us accept the fact that they're gently going to quietly just go into that good night, you know?
So do you think that Chris's little, like, speech at the birthday dinner was genuine? Because remember, she just almost started to cry.
I feel like she cries a lot. So I think it's just who she is. Like, I'm sure she meant something by it. I just think she's a very emotional person.
Yeah. First off, if your wife of 23 years says, I didn't like how she described him. Does that make sense? I don't feel like there was enough.
That was like a backhanded compliment type situation.
It didn't come off with any like love or affection or.
It's like I listened to you say the same things over and over and over again for 23 years.
Yeah. And then she starts crying. I'm like,
I love you.
Cue the waterworks, you know. So, I'm sure she's being as genuine as Kris Jenner can be. But,
I mean.
Wasn't buying it.
It looks like they still, I mean, there's still a friendship. And clearly isn't as deep as it used to be, but they're still.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Bruce even made a comment about getting some sex.
Oh, yeah.
I thought at the park he was, like, initiating because he said one last shot at the house. Like, as if, like, he won. I'm like, are you implying you kind of want to get back together? And
talking
about sex.
He was just talking about sex, I think.
And it was like he was coming on to her. And it was like, and then she goes, ew. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Which lets you further know that is absolutely dead.
Right.
She's repulsed by him. She's not attracted at all. They're like business partners.
Maybe it's the ponytail.
The best was when they were on the roller coaster and he's like sitting there talking to her.
Poor,
and she's not listening to him. And the fact that he kept a straight face and talked to her through the whole ride.
I liked both of their hair was messed up. It was great. That's what I was noticing. Yeah, I thought that was weird. Let's talk on the roller coaster.
Oh, jeez.
Where we're going to be screaming and wind and can't hear. I don't know.
It was wild.
But I do feel bad for him, but I like how Kim, that was so random. I don't know if I would, with the Freds. First of all, I thought it was funny because, remember a couple episodes ago, he was like, I had a Bruce party before.
Uh-huh.
And this was a Fred party.
You're right.
Yeah.
Kim's like, it's a Fred sandwich. You're like, it's a Bruce sandwich.
Like, what if they didn't like each other? What if they would have had this big spill out?
Like that awkward,
his face,
oh.
Like when they walked in, he was like, he didn't even seem like he was, like, thrilled at first. So you were like, oh, no, is he pissed?
Yeah, what if
I mean, he clearly was not expecting that.
Right.
So it probably took him a minute to realize
who these guys are.
Who they were. But I mean, I know you were a teammate, but that was how many years ago? 20-something years ago?
Yeah.
I would feel kind of uncomfortable, I think, coming to something intimate like that.
Yeah. It's so Kim. It's kind of like it was more about her than it was Bruce.
She was just trying to up Chloe.
Right. It wasn't like, oh, we want to make Bruce so happy on his birthday.
And it's so funny because she was like, Chloe's Bruce's favorite. She's always been his favorite. And I'm like, you're Chris's favorite. Like, come on.
I know. I thought that was funny, too. I always say I think something's funny. But when they were in the car, I just noticed that. She was, Chloe's always trying to show us up.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not about Chloe right now. It's about the birthday. She notices that he's feeling left out. She's trying to do something. But that was funny. And I liked when the first Fred answered the phone. And she's like, this is Kim Kardashian. He's like, oh, wow. Like, he got so excited.
And how scripted was it? Where she's like, oh, his phone number's right here. Let me call him.
Let me know what website that is.
An Olympic athlete's phone number right there.
On a random site. I just Googled him,
and there was his phone number.
Let me know what Google page you got.
Shout out to Fred Dixon and Fred Samara and Bruce Jenner, the Olympic athletic squad, decathlon squad. They were awesome in 76, which is a great year. I actually got 76 in my shirt. Bang. I was in theme. Y'all didn't even know. I'm so fashion forward.
Or backwards, really.
Or backwards. Oh, man. Anyway, quick quote of the day. I liked Kim saying, Scott said to Kim, oh, you look so much better with this natural look you're doing. And she goes, thank you, Kanye. He says that to me every day. And I was like, quote of the day. I want to write that down.
Kanye says a lot of things to her.
What's doing though? What's natural? What did she do?
I don't know, but it just further lets me know that Kanye nitpicks and kind of is in charge of every single aspect of this Frankenstein that is his wife to be.
Kim has a really good makeup artist. That's all I have to say. She always looks flawless, but she always does have like a dark, like a smoky look. So maybe she was just more a natural look.
Well, you know, it's been rumored that Kanye's picking out her wardrobe. He's
well, she said that.
Well, then she said that, and now her saying that he's always talking about how she looks physically. He's all over her. He is all over her. And I just, you
maybe
know.
Maybe that's how he shows love.
Yeah, that's his love language. Oh.
I'm curious to know how you baby, did with
lose,
the baby.
Lose 10 pounds and cut your hair. It's my love language. I love you. You know what I'm saying?
He was left alone with North, and they implied that he doesn't change diapers.
Huh. Did you get Chris that? Yeah, Chris was like, I hope
she doesn't
North
pee.
Doesn't pee for a while. Well, you know what? I know I'm not ready to be a mom because I can't even imagine changing diapers. It's going to be the husband's duty for sure.
No, you'll get used to it. I have nieces and nephews, and it just comes natural. You get used to it.
Your maternal instinct kicks in?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, especially when it's your own child, you're going to feel so much different. Like, nothing they do will be gross.
I'm sure.
Well, the big deal of this whole situation was another big deal, I guess, of this whole episode was the yard sale. Or the garage sale.
What two charities were they donating to? The hungry children and the veterans.
Yeah, I thought that was really neat that they said they were going to match whatever they raised for the charities. They were going to match.
Yeah, so. One thing about the Kardashians, they do give. I mean, they always do something charitable or give back. So good on you guys for all you do for the community.
I wish I would have known when it was. I totally would have gone.
My sister, who doesn't even live here, was calling me, please go to the yard sale. Please go to the yard sale. But
how did she know about it?
I mean, you saw the paparazzi. I'm sure they advertised for it or
they did something.
I mean, they had that guy spinning
it. There's tons of people out there. Yeah. There's tons of people out there.
I always wonder how much money those spinners make.
I'm pretty sure it's minimum wage.
What if a Kardashian hires you to spin? Is it still minimum wage?
Maybe like $1,000.
Yeah, right.
I will be your spinner. I will be your spinner.
I'd be spinning for $1,000 a day.
Call me Chris.
I'm sure they're really
generous.
Why
did Steph show up for the show? He's spinning tonight.
Oh, he's a DJ?
Nope.
He spins a sign.
You know those guys on the corner that look really ridiculous? Yeah, that's Stefan. So this garage sale... And it kind of was spawned or birthed at Courtney and Scott's house, where all the birthing happens anyway.
Ding, ding.
And it started with Scott being kind of like, babe, we got to clean this garage out. There's I don't even know where to find anything. And come to find out, Courtney is quite the hoarder. Yeah. She is. So is Chris. So it's hereditary. They said it's an emotional hoarder hereditary gene that's been passed down from Chris to Courtney.
I don't know. Do you think it's a woman thing versus man thing? Do men?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I just actually went through my closet and I had to tell myself, literally, don't even think about it. All the clothes you haven't worn, just put them in a bag. As soon as they're out of your sight, you won't see it anymore. You won't think about it. Yep. And it worked. But that's the first time I've ever been able to do that.
See, I do that, and then I start going back through the stuff. I'm like, no, I might want to keep that.
Oh, yeah. I've watched that process happen
with
females.
Yeah, Courtney did it with that little pink bike. She was putting it to the side.
Chris was like, are you going to cry?
Yeah. And she bought the bike. I'm like, Courtney, give the
Meanwhile,
bike
Meanwhile, she was mad because they were taking those horrid antler
candles.
Candle
it
thingies.
Was just because they were Ralph Lauren. That is the only reason.
And she, of course, had to say that. That's
ever.
My Ralph Lauren candelabra.
Oh,
I was like, whatever. She had like a body candle, though. Like,
that was kind of cool.
Yeah, a man's torso.
I would have kept
that
it.
A candle?
Not cool for me, but for them. I'm just
That's
saying.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know it was a candle. I thought it was a statue.
Scott lit it, right? Or someone.
What's his name?
Bruce?
No.
Who is it?
The family
Jonathan.
Friend.
Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
He lit the male body candle because he's not gay. But I'm just saying.
Oh my god. He was. What?
He also brought his friend to the date.
Oh man.
Night. Because he's not gay.
But I just heard that he did like a dating
show. He did
show.
Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah. I watched Millionaire Matchmaker episode. And he's not gay. Anyway, no, Jonathan's a cool guy. Always around for whatever reason. Well, I don't even know. I'm not even going to talk about Jonathan. I don't know why. I was about to go off for a second, but... Anyway, body candle. They went to storage. They got a whole storage of stuff.
They did.
They went out.
They did. And I thought it was funny. See, I said it again. I thought it was funny. They were at the yard sale, the pictures of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they signed them, right?
Yeah, if they sign them.
But that would just be weird. But I bet you people would buy them.
Course.
Of course they would buy it, but it's still weird. Like...
Look what I picked up from the yard sale.
I thought it was so funny that Courtney said that everyone's a hoarder in the family. And, you know, it's just a hoarder gene. But you realize at the end of the show, she's just kind of trying to push that off on everybody to make herself seem like, all right, I'm not so bad. But everybody else was all game for giving up as much stuff as possible. And it was really... Courtney, who has an issue letting go. Why do you women emotionally attach yourselves to things?
Because it's like she said.
Inanimate objects.
I mean, everything has a story. I mean, she's right. Like, because like when I'm going through stuff, I'm like, I can't give that away. So-and-so gave that to me.
Phil,
like,
that, you know. That's when we need the All My Children music or something. While she tells me about this. Everything has a story.
I still have all like my high school... Spirit Week and all that. Those are the things I won't give away. I was watching.
Really?
I was watching Twilight movies today. And
one this of them, makes sense now,
sorry,
right?
Sorry,
this makes
I'm so
sense
sorry.
To everybody.
And the mom of Bella, she made the quilt of all her, like, sentimental shirts. She made it into a quilt. And I was like, that's a good idea.
No, I after the show, I'll give you a number. A girl that makes them, I'm telling
sometimes
you.
Sometimes there's certain hoarding thing, like some, yeah.
I'm
I don't know.
Still
I don't
in
know
awe
why.
That you said you're not going to give away your high school memorabilia. Like, you're saving that for your daughter?
No. My first excuse was they were like gym shirts. But
you
that's
don't
like
have any of your
a
high
long
school
time ago.
Shirts?
I don't even remember what my high school shirts look like.
He's dating himself.
What? Why would I ever have something from high school?
So you don't get emotionally attached to anything.
If the president of the United States gave me a proclamation, which I did receive a proclamation from the governor and the mayor. But if the president of the United States gave me some form of a proclamation in high school, I probably would keep that. That has some emotional attachment.
I'm just speechless. I don't.
Well, I'm just saying. Don't be speechless, because we got some news and gossip. Lay it on me thick, Jesse Owens.
Okay. So, let's see. So, we know Lamar Odom moved to Spain.
He did.
Crack is not whack in España.
I was watching Wendy Williams, and she was talking about that. And she was saying, you know what? It's a good idea that he goes and plays basketball over there in Spain, because... they're going to see how he's doing, and then someone back here might pick him back up. Because he's only a two-month contract out there. But she was saying it was bad because in Europe, drugs are like, they don't really have... So hopefully, they don't really have rules about it, so hopefully he'll be fine.
Okay, first off, you can't talk about Wendy Williams and not say, how you doing? And second... Lamar Odom will not play in the NBA anymore. And I'm not saying that because he did drugs. I'm saying that because he's now too old. Honestly.
Really?
Sorry. Watch sports. I know about him.
Weird.
So, enjoy Spain. Get some people pregnant. And
no,
have as much fun as you possibly can. What's next?
Okay. So, have you heard that Brody and Brandon are not returning to Keeping Up with the Kardashians next season?
What? That's news?
And Bruce might not either.
And that, my friends, will be the nail in the coffin on the relationship called the Jenners.
Wait, I want to backtrack really fast. So, you're saying go get everyone pregnant in Spain. Horrible. But I wanted to say he made comments about Khloé, and he said... He told US Weekly, I love my wife. She'll always be my wife no matter what. And when they're talking about the divorce and everything, he says, who knows? We don't know exactly if the divorce is going through. Only time will tell. I hope not. But even if we were divorced, she will always be my wife. And when he was in the airport going to Spain, he was still rocking the wedding ring.
Wedding ring. Let's get that right. Let's just hope that Lamar was not high when he made this comment.
No,
and
he didn't.
I know for a fact that Khloé's not going to get back with Lamar.
Well, that's because she's dating...
The Game, baby!
Yeah. All the power to her. Mm-hmm. Okay, last topic.
Keep it black, Khloé.
Kendall and Kylie wrote a book.
What? A novel. They can write!
Well, they probably had a ghostwriter.
Oh, that wasn't the news? I thought the news was that they can spell.
They have a novel coming out. It's called Rebels, City of, I think it's Indra. It's coming out June 3rd.
It's a new drug the kids are using now.
It's a thrilling story about two superpowered girls, Lex and Livia, who embark on a journey together, not realizing their biggest danger might be each other. And I wonder if they're going to be playing themselves in it.
I heard about this.
Hollywood does a movie.
I thought this was really cool, actually. I love the names Lex and Livia. Mm-hmm. I even like saying it. Lex and Livia. I think it's going to be really awesome. It's going to sell a lot of copies. Good luck to you girls. You know, you got to pay for that house. Kendall?
Well, one more thing, too. It's actually three birthdays in a yard sale. Mm. Because yesterday was Robert Kardashian, would have been his 70th birthday. So everyone was posting up pictures of them on Instagram. And just,
with their dad. Really cute ones, too.
Mm-hmm. So yep. Rest in peace, Rob Kardashian.
Yep. Yes,
so
rest in peace.
Three birthdays in a yard sale.
Three birthdays and a funeral. You know how we do. The funeral was years ago, but I'm just saying it was... You know what I mean.
All bad.
Yeah. So let's get some predictions real quick and get up out of this. Peace.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I will go ahead and start.
Go.
We saw kind of in the precursor for next week that Rob's got his liver's like shutting down. Which has nothing to do with his weight, everything to do with all the drinking they do when they hang out. But listen, I predict Rob Kardashian will make a comeback and lose at least 25 pounds.
I hope so.
Before the end of the season.
Yeah.
And it's not because I saw him the other day having lost 25 pounds. It has nothing to do with it. What's your prediction?
I'd like to go off the bandwagon, you know, just based on what we saw for next week's episode. I think I just have this feeling that Scott's gonna, you know, I think he's not gonna leave Courtney, but I think he's gonna put her in her place because, you know, it was showing that she wasn't very, you know, supportive. Hmm. You know, I think she'll start being more supportive or.
Yeah. Okay. You know. I thought you were going to say, I think Scott's going to come to Jesus and give his life to... I was like, what is this about to be right now? Like an intervention for Scott's soul. Anyway, but I'm glad. I feel you. Put him in his place. Put her in. Woman.
I have none.
Man, I set that up for you to slam dunk it. That was kind of weird, though. They were like an Indian... a therapy session or something. He's like holding a feather.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
what's
I mean,
Scott
he
doing?
He's lost so much, so it's kind of like he's probably just wanting to better his life.
Yeah, that's why so. I thought you were going to say that whole Jesus thing. I just led into it. It felt right. Anyway, thank y'all for watching with us. Keeping up with the Kardashians. We'll be back next week doing something crazy. I don't even know. It's going to be crazier than this, though. Follow your boy on Twitter. I am more fire. That's what you do. Put the at sign in the front and spell that out.
You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Vine, XOXOCESCA.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Miss Jessie Owen.
They still got Vine?
That's what
anyway, we love y'all, man. Holla at us.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.